When I first became a nurse, especially a nurse that works palliative and end-of-life care, I told myself that I wouldn't ever attend a funeral of a patient, that it felt too much like playing favorites, and that if I went to one, I would have to go to them all, and that if I can't go to them all, then I shouldn't go to any. I felt like this was a good professional boundary, and that it would keep me from crossing over into a territory that's maybe a little too personal and a little too hard to bear. I've lost a lot of patients on my watch, not because of poor nursing, but because they were end of life and they had chosen to either stop fighting or their bodies just couldn't do it anymore. It was expected, even if it was tragic. And then there are those patients that test that philosophy. There have been lots of patients that I've taken care of that I've cared about on more than just a, hi, I just met you, I'm your nurse, and I'll take good care of you kind of way. These are people that I've known for years, and that even if I didn't especially consider them people I would call my friends, I did grow to care about them. I wondered throughout the course of this last person's life, the end of their life, if I would be able to stick to that philosophy and not be too close and not want to do the things that we do for the ones that we are close to, like go to funerals and wakes and that sort of thing, whatever your culture says. Once in a while, there's a patient that tests this philosophy. I'm about to leave for a funeral. It was for a patient that I've known for a very long time, and someone whom, over the course of the last 2 months, I've had the privilege of taking care of, well, and the struggle and the stress of taking care of this person for almost 2 months. I don't work every day, but I've taken care of this person every shift for almost 2 months. I caught myself getting more emotional than I should, worrying when I wasn't at work. I think most of the unit did. Maybe not most. Many, many, many people care about this person that we lost. And I don't know. Maybe I am too close. But what... It's beyond that now. It's beyond a philosophy or a career choice or a professional boundary. Nurses have feelings. We mourn. Most of the time, we don't mourn in public. We don't want spouses and parents and children of patients or patients themselves to see us cry or be sad. And we really need to keep it together for those people that are holding on to hope, those rooms that we go into later in our shift. I find myself needing closure. Isn't that natural, though? I mean, I'm a nurse, but I'm human. So I don't know how I'll feel after. But I think that it's important that I allow myself that space to have closure and to mourn publicly, because I think there is something important about that. I can cry in the shower. I can cry in my car. I can cry in my apartment. But there's something about coming together with people who also cared about this person to say, I'm really glad I knew them, and I'm really sorry they're gone. So it's about time for me to go. I'm going to stop this recording, and depending on how this goes, maybe I'll have something to say after.